your current zero turn spends more time in the shop than mowing your grass, it's time for you to look at a Hustler zero turn lawnmower. Residential mowers from Hustler are built like tanks and drive like sports cars. All Hustler mowers have fabricated welded steel decks. Don't settle on that cheap unit with flimsy stamped decks from the big box stores. Go to Dietzville Ace Hardware and they'll guide you to the right mower for your property and your budget. Find them at Dietzville Ace Hardware, US 31, just north of the Pine Level exit.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step. And the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Has the miracle weight loss drug left your face gaunt and droopy? Luckily, there's a brand new drug you can take.
Botox Epic.
Introducing Botox Epic, the twice-weekly injection that counteracts the effects of your other twice-weekly injection.
After taking Ozempic, my face started to look like John Goodman, which is never good, man.
By adding Botox to Ozempic, you can tighten those hollow cheeks and sagging jowls. And best of all, when all the muscles on your face are completely deadened, it's even harder to eat food.
Thanks to Botox Epic, I look as fit and youthful as Sharon Osbourne.
So ask your doctor about taking Botox Zempic, and when they say, "I think that's really dangerous," find another doctor who doesn't care.
Botox Zempic.
For when the new you starts to look old.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Nearly 2 years after overturning abortion, the Supreme Court will consider how far state abortion bans can extend to women in medical emergencies. The justices are weighing a case Wednesday from Idaho where a strict abortion ban went into effect shortly after the High Court's 2022 decision overturning Roe v. Wade. Idaho says the Biden administration is trying to expand the definition of emergencies and turn hospitals into abortion enclaves. Tesla's first quarter net income plummeted 55% as falling global sales and price cuts sliced into the electric vehicles' revenue and profit margins. On Wall Street, the Dow by 263 points, the NASDAQ rose 245. This is SRN News.
It has been confirmed. Those brave Americans who are trying to preserve free speech continue to be censored, shadow banned, or silenced. Wealth Protection Research is on a mission to share the liberating ideas of some of America's brightest and most free thinkers. People like Jim Rickards and Porter Stansberry, whose ideas are putting financial control back in the hands of everyday people, helping them protect their money against a government that seems intent on destroying it. Text TRUTH to 76626 to find out more. As this election moves forward, we just released a report that reveals our three favorite ideas for protecting and growing your wealth during the 2024 election. These ideas are especially critical if you have an IRA or 401k. Text TRUTH to 76626. Discover ideas that are so simple and actionable they might save your retirement. Text TRUTH to 76626 now for your free report. That's TRUTH to 76626. Standard text and data rates may apply.
We only pull this music out for the BMs, the big moments on this show. Welcoming, along with special guest star Susan Woody this afternoon, please, a big Warhawk welcome from Master Thespian.
Howdy, 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 howdy.
Good to have you in.
Hey, it's good to be here.
I just heard you ask him about, you were talking about what, court TV?
Oh, yeah, about the Trump trial. It would be cool if it were televised, but they're not showing any of it on television. And so most of the people that are there in court are reporters.
It's a farce. I'm not paying any attention. It's just nuts. Situation. But as long as you're into court TV, there's other stuff that you might like. I think Captain Kangaroo is still around. Howdy Doody is still on. Other shows that are of the same era. See? You can see, Master Thespian.
Yes, the fire. The sparks.
I just enjoy the theatrics of court TV.
Lori
Daybell. Did you watch that?
No. What happened?
This is the woman who talks to Jesus and whom Jesus told to eliminate the earth, eliminate the zombies on the earth, two of whom happened to be her children.
Ooh.
Who wound up in her boyfriend's backyard.
Oh, my goodness.
And she,
I don't think that was Jesus that was talking to her.
She thinks it was. It was amazing to watch her.
Wow.
I just got a text. People do what they do.
I just got a text from the Lord.
And what did he say?
The Lord has told me, thou shalt not play the heel pain bit.
It needs to be in the God voice. Thou shalt not play the heel pain bit. Verily I say unto you.
He plays a good master of the universe there.
Were you one of the bad guys in Jekyll and Hyde?
No, I was a good guy. But I got to kill the bad guy in the end. That was fun. That was the only first time I'd had a sword cane on stage.
Actually, what I am going to do is I'm going to play the heel pain at the end of the hour.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for those of you waiting, I'm happily going to play it too. It's been so much fun with you.
I laugh.
I got to admit, why am I admitting this? What is wrong with me?
It's good radio, baby. It's good radio.
Sam, what are you in now?
I am in.
I think
let's
he's a double
get all
XL.
The grades done.
Oh, you mean?
Let's get all the grades done for the semester.
So I can taking a break
recover.
From theater.
Did spam a lot in February and March.
I don't know if you were listening earlier, but
hey,
you know
bunny.
And I know.
Bunny, the, that is.
I'll get to it in a minute.
I'll answer the damn thing. What have I got to do? Hi, Susan Woody Show. This is Greg speaking.
You and I are very particular about productions.
Yes.
We can see them in a different way because we've been in them.
Right.
Everybody that I've talked to, most of the people who are theater people, said Spamalot was incredible.
I mean, really superlatives.
They used superlatives.
What was unusual about it is that everybody in the cast, we were all, you know, people that have done hundreds of shows.
Right. So Adrian was Lady of the Lake.
Scott Page was King Arthur. You had David Rowland, that was Patsy, and David has been in all sorts of things all over town.
Unless you've been in a production like that, it's difficult to explain to people how we become a family.
Oh, yes.
It's like having a baby. You work and you work and you work and you work, and then
you produce this
incredible
thing. Hi, Susan and Master Thespian Show. I'm Greg, the hack board operator. What can I do for you? Who's this?
Anyway, kudos on Spamalot.
That was the thing about it is that
who's this?
From the first rehearsals, we were all...
hang on, Sandy.
This is something special.
I am so sorry I missed it. I truly am.
Well, it was tough. It was, I mean, we were all running. Every single person in that show from the beginning of the show to the end of the show. It's 90 minutes. You don't think about that. Most musicals are what, 2 hours?
Yeah.
2.5? 90 minutes.
The time has come for someone to put his foot down.
Is that somebody waiting to die?
No, we won't get to it. We have a couple of people that want to say hi.
I think it's time for Greg to take his show back.
I can't hear now because I don't have any headsets.
Where'd you put them?
I didn't put them.
She gave them to me.
They weren't mine, and they had that little bitty tiny thing at the end.
I'll turn the mics on and off so you can hear the caller.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And who do we have on this line?
This is Marianne from Gilligan's Island.
Yay!
Marianne from Gilligan's Island, what did you want to say?
Susan, it's good to hear your voice. Master Thespian, you're great as usual. Greg, you're handsome as always.
Oh.
Got a face for radio.
Susan, I want you to ask Greg about the gift he got for his bicycle. It's upstairs in the old studio.
Marianne, I got Brent coming in.
I know, Brent McDonald is calling in.
Yeah.
I hope you guys have a good afternoon.
Likewise. And this is Sandy, I believe the esteemed wife of my publisher, Mr. Jim Watson. Hey, Sandy.
Oh, wow.
This is so true. That would be neat.
So how can we help you this afternoon, my love?
Well, I wanted to say hi to Susan and Master Thespian. Hello. Susan, you remember me as someone else.
You remember me as someone else. A smart-ass bitchy girl. I'm not that person anymore.
Well, there you go. Tell it like it is, girl. My beautiful daughter, who
was... Well, it's good to hear from you.
Yeah, good to hear from you. I heard part of Joey's show, and I immediately knew your voice. So it's great to hear from you, or hear of you. My beautiful daughter was kind of starting her career in the South, Deb Buckman, before you left Montgomery. And I just wanted to say she is great. Met her several times, and she's wonderful.
She's incredible.
She's working on her fourth album. Her third album was recorded at the power station in Manhattan, and she had her CD release party, or her album release party, at Birdland Jazz Club for that. So she's just rocking and rolling.
Thank you so much for the update. You remember when we came up with a term when Susan moved away from Montgomery. It's called the day the music died. But then we found out somebody else had used it for some silly, frivolous thing. Sandy, thanks so much for the call. We sure do appreciate it.
Okay. Love y'all.
Thank you.
So after foraging around, there was a set of headphones like a foot away from you.
They were hiding.
Is that what that was?
Thank you.
I was looking around with, what is that? Is that headphones? So, yeah.
All right, Brent will be calling us in just a moment.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Bite me!
We get money. Montgomery, talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I never seem to finish all my food. I always get a doggy bag from the waiter. So I just keep what's still unchewed. And I take it home, save it for later. But then I deal with fungal rot, bacterial formation, microbes, enzymes, mold and oxidation. I don't care. I've got a secret trick up my sleeve. I never bother with baggies, glass jars, Tupperware containers, plastic cling wrap, really a no-brainer. I just like to keep all my flavors sealed and tight with aluminum foil. Never settle for less. That kind of wrap is just the best to keep your sandwich nice and fresh. Stick it in your cooler. Eat it when you're ready.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. What an afternoon. I just got one of the greatest compliments from a fellow professional ever. From
really?
Skipper.
Really?
Who's been listening this afternoon. And thank you, my friend. One of my first and earliest thrills here. You come to town, you want to know who the names are. And I heard about Rich Thomas when I first got here and Joe Hagler. Mm-hmm. And Skipper's name was one of those. And on my first Memorial Day here in town, I got to meet him at what they used to call the Wrinkle Room. Remember that? Over there off on Zelda of 85. They named it after you. You don't remember? I'm just kidding. Hi, Brant. Good to talk about market news with you this afternoon. Brant McDonald, the man we also call Mr. Right on the Money. Brant.
Hey, Greg.
How are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
I'm having what she's having. It's about time somebody did that, don't you think? Somebody actually went ahead and had what she's having.
Yeah, we've kind of hijacked the show from Greg.
Yeah, he's just a little bit. It's been fun. Actually having a good time. Susan Woody in the house with us this afternoon, Brant, and Master Thespian said we've been looking forward to talking to you so we can actually do something of substance today.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I did hear you were talking about Jekyll and Hyde and some various plays.
Yeah. Hey, Susan, did you know that...
My son, what's that?
I was about to tell her that, yeah. Go ahead. Your son was... I was about to tell her that
Brantley McDonald.
In what production?
In Jekyll and Hyde. He played Jekyll.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, he was marvelous.
No, this kid is very talented.
Brant, I cannot believe the level of professionalism that JK and the Picrow Theater Company turns out. It's mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. And I mean that. And I don't say that lightly.
Well, guess what opens next Thursday? Matilda, the musical.
I know, I'm coming.
I got tickets. I'm going to
absolutely.
Oh, I'll see.
Maybe
you.
Not opening night, but I will certainly go see the production.
Oh, cool.
But the fact that James Keith could pull that off in a middle school lunchroom auditorium was, first of all, amazing. The level of professionalism from not only the kids, not only the adults, but the children. The choreography is amazing. The vocals are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you this, Brant. If he decides he wants to participate in theater for a living, what would you say?
It'd be fine with me. I mean, he's 33 years old. He's a grown man. He can do what he wants.
I didn't know you were old enough to have a 33-year-old, Brant.
He really isn't. I mean, he certainly doesn't look old enough.
he fathered a child when he was six.
Now, what role did he play in Jekyll and Hyde?
He was Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And in fact...
He was the lead?
Yes.
Oh, Brant, and my gosh.
He had the ability to hit those high notes, and we're talking G's and A's.
You know what? I'm in the audience thinking... Where have these people been?
Yeah.
They're incredible. Yeah. Brant, you need to encourage him because he is really, really good.
Hey, I played Montfleury in Cyrano de Bergerac.
Well, whoop me, freaking you!
Long time ago.
I appreciate you saying that, Susan. No, he really is.
I don't say that lightly.
You know,
Master Thespian and I, we're pretty tough as when it comes to critiquing actors.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But I mean, that goes far beyond what I certainly expected from a community production. He was incredible, and especially playing that part, the evil part, and then the good guy part in the same person.
He and I got to interact.
His voice is amazing.
I played his friend Utterson, so he and I got to interact quite a bit, and it was a pleasure working with him.
That's right.
Is that in your family? Theatrics?
You know, it actually is. You know, in fact, Brantley and I sing together a lot. I'm not quite as good as I used to be, and certainly he's better than me, but we've had a lot of fun with it. You know, he's been singing since he was probably 3 or 4 years old, and he's been very dramatic his whole life that way. My father was, my sister. There's a lot of us in the family that enjoy it, and, you know, it's fun. He comes to the house, we grill out, we sing the whole night away. So,
Brent, good for you for encouraging that. Good for you. But, you know, those of us who have been in theater as young people don't realize how much time our parents invest, or, you know, how much of our success is due to their support, really. So good for you, and thank you on behalf of the art lovers of the world.
Speaking of invest, Brent,
about your business?
Yeah, I figured 7 minutes into the conversation with Mr. Rudd would be a good time to head that way, sort of.
Sorry, Brent.
Yeah, it would. So no, it's all good. I love talking about it as well. So I think, Greg, you saw we were in the green today, no question about it. I mentioned yesterday, I think this is a bit of a relief rally. We had, you know, over the weekend, we saw that this whole conflict, this brewing conflict between Iran and Israel has somewhat simmered down. And so I think the market's now focusing on earnings. And as I mentioned yesterday, we get this big GDP report that's on Thursday. That's not the really big piece of data, though. It's Friday, the PCE, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index. That's a mouthful, I know, but as people know from listening to me call in month after month, we get these readings. This is the Fed's preferred gauge of inflation. It's a very, very big deal, and it comes at a time where if you zoom out and look at what's been happening in the market, U.S. Treasury bond yields have been going higher. This is primarily because of an incredible concern about the level of money that the U.S. is borrowing. And as you know, and the listeners know, if we connect the dots, it's all political. This White House, this Treasury Department, are recklessly borrowing incredible amounts of money month after month after month. And not only are they borrowing it, but it's the way they're borrowing it, which is distorting short-term interest rates, which is putting incredible pressure on the Federal Reserve to have to do things that they probably don't want to do in terms of embarking or embracing upon quantitative easing again, which again is a fancy way of saying printing money again. That's why we've seen these base metals, industrial metals, precious metals, commodities, agriculture, types of companies and such. These things have all gone extremely parabolic, if you could say that, over the last 3 to 4 months. I mean, it's been pretty stellar. In fact, I would say jaw-dropping if you look at it on a chart. I mean, it's gone. These have gone vertical, and the reason they have is because of the real fear that we're going to reignite inflation. In fact, we know we've already done that over the last few months now. So PCE Friday is a big deal, a very, very big deal. Next week is a very big deal because we get the Federal Open Market Committee meeting that starts on Tuesday, then the Fed decision on Wednesday, followed up by the big press conference. We've done this so many times, you know the drill by now, Greg. But so here we sit on Tuesday. I would say the next 5-6 trading days are going to be really, really, really important.
All right. Well, this is why we have you on, because you're so good at looking down the road along with your staff over there in Invest Advisors to tell us which trains are coming down the tracks. Brent, we appreciate your time this afternoon. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thank you, Brent.
I appreciate it as well. Enjoyed the conversation, y'all, and have a great rest of the day and evening, and we'll chat tomorrow.
Yeah, someday we got to get Brantley and Susan in the studio together. Maybe they could put on a play for us. That would be kind of cool.
Listen, I'm about to come into some money. If somebody wants to buy my house down on the Eastern Shore, and I will go to Brant and find out what to do with it.
That's a great idea. That's
there you
a
go.
Great idea.
Yes, sir. You'll
sounds
get
great.
The call.
You want to have a garage sale right, on the air please. With me while you're at it? Any stuff that you need to unload?
I got some old comic books.
Brant, thanks so much, buddy. Take care.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
So, Master Thespian, let me teach you something about women.
Yes, sir.
You see the look on her face.
I see the look on her face. It's pretty.
If this were a date...
I think he might need to teach you a little something about women.
If this were a date and not a radio show, if I were to slide my hand under her chin to pull her face towards mine, it wouldn't move. The strongest substance in the world is that which fills a woman's neck when she's pissed off.
Oh.
You could, I don't care what kind of tool, you could not get it to turn. It stiffens up. I'm not looking at you. I don't like you. I don't ever want to talk to you again.
So what do you do? What do you do when that happens?
Surrender. It's the easiest way out. I fight it.
Well, you did not think that the show was going to go this direction with both Susan, Woody, and me on here. Oh, you're not. Yours is Susan now. What are you? What are you now? Who are you?
Oh, thank you for bringing that up.
Sorry.
That's all right. When I transferred my membership from First United Methodist Church to Fairhope United Methodist Church, I had to call down to First United Methodist Church, of which I was a member for years.
Oh, yeah.
And years and years and years.
Let's put it this way.
And
wherever she lives, her mailbox has the whitest label on it, okay?
That sweet little girl there said, okay, it's not a problem. What was your name when you were here? Crickets.
Well, let's see now.
Okay, well, maybe it was.
Boy, look at the time.
Oh, that was Rich Thomas.
It was humiliating. Let me get the phone.
Uncle Chi-Chi.
Oh, it's ringing again. All right, grab the call while we grab a look at the Golden Skipper at 5:28.
We are getting into our busiest time of the day. We've got a couple of minor accidents, but nothing that is affecting traffic flow. And yes, we're busy as usual everywhere right now. It's going to take you a few minutes to hit the interstate, get out of Montgomery on 65 or 85, slowest 85 northbound from Taylor out to Chantilly. Buckle up, drive carefully, no other problems anywhere else, just reports of very heavy traffic. Did you know Thompson Tractor can rebuild hydraulic hoses for all makes and models? They can even do it in 30 minutes or less. Visit Thompson Tractor or their website, ThompsonTractor.com, for more details. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
With Susan Woody and Master Thespian as a witness on my brand new iPhone 15.
Ooh, pretty.
A text. Gregory, comma. Lo and behold, I am the Lord.
Uh-oh.
Exclamation point.
Uh-oh.
I command you to play both bits, the heel pain and the haircut.
Well, you better listen.
Are we going to do the heel pain's going to end the show.
Yeah.
And if we want to get out of here a little bit earlier, we can play the haircut just before.
Together.
Yeah, right. This would be east.
That's a good
idea. East of the Rockies.
Greg, I got to tell you, man, I got two calls today.
Hey, thanks for calling.
People calling me up and informing me that right, Susan Woody was on the radio.
Well, they wanted to warn you.
No! Yes, I guess I got such an affinity for for the Blue Water stations. You know, people needed to instruct me and let me know that Susan Woody was on the air. And of course, I'm thrilled. I couldn't wait to get to my vehicle so that I could hear her. Susan, may I ask you a question?
Protect the women and children first, East. What?
Are there children listening?
No women and children involved. But I wanted to ask her a question. You know, she worked with Joey a little bit today, and Susan worked with Don Markwell in a similar capacity. Do you see Joey as our new Don Markwell?
I do.
Do you
said
really?
That earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I see him as Greg's protege. I've already told Greg that. It's just so amazing. And you know, you've listened for a long, long time, how Joey has evolved.
Oh, yeah.
He's using the sound effects like Greg. He's so articulate and well-spoken and smart.
One of the things that I find amazing about Joey is that he can go from 1 minute talking about a serious subject, and then he can get off into a tangent and just be totally ridiculous.
Absolutely.
Does it remind you of anybody?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, let me tell on Joey a little bit. He actually used the word porpoises for purposes today, Greg. So you have been a good instructor.
He did that on purpose?
He did that on purpose. Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, you guys have a great afternoon, and thanks for some great radio.
Thanks, Steve. Great to hear from you.
It's been a blast. All right, we have Robert.
Hello, how y'all?
Great.
Hello?
So far, so good.
Okay. Hey, Susie, that question that the lady at the church asked you?
Yeah.
That one, a very, very bad question. I had a sister-in-law that moved in from Florida, right?
Right.
And she had an investment before she married my brother. So when she passed away, my brother found some papers, and he decided to check on it. And he was giving them her name that he has today, and they kept saying, no, she never worked here. No, she never worked here. Then he thought about it. Oh, she bought this before she married me. So that's what the name. So when she asked you, what was the name when you was here, she might have thought you got married.
Well, I did get married.
Yeah.
And then I got married again, and then I got married again, and then I got married again. So
she did. Well, she should have asked you, what was your name?
Well, she did ask me, and I couldn't remember what it was when I was there. I couldn't remember which last name I had when I was a member of that church, when I joined the church.
Right. So she didn't do too bad on that.
No, she did exactly what she was supposed to do. It was just an embarrassing moment for me.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Are you done? Oh, okay. I'm just busy sending you Deb Bowman's website.
Yeah.
There we are. And that'll be on your phone. Now, when it comes in on your phone, just tap the link with your fingertip. But don't hit it with your nails because that won't open it. It needs the heat from your fingertip to do that.
Say it again.
It needs the heat from your fingertip. All right, Rich's forecast coming up in a minute. It's 5:33. Here in the Nut House.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our family members and friends are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. It's time for us to find a way to close the health care coverage gap so that folks can remain in their jobs. Where there's a priority out there, we as Alabamians have always found a way to achieve it. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Temperatures continue to moderate. Tonight will not be as cold as last night. Clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 50. Lots of sun tomorrow with a high near 80. There is a weak front moving southward. Could there be a late day shower Wednesday evening into Thursday? I think the chances are very small. Low 80s on Thursday, mid 80s by Friday and Saturday. Mostly sunny skies. 86 Sunday, more sun. A really nice weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, another flashback favorite on News Talk.
See, for most of us, this brings back warm, fuzzy memories. But for Gregory Benjamin Boudel,
it's trauma time. For some reason, my dad thought that he had barber skills. And he bought one of those. It smelled like a lawnmower when he started up the clippers.
The clippers?
Swear, he was pulling a chain going. There had to be the right combination of conditions for him to give us a haircut. The humidity had to be high and it had to be really, really hot.
So you're in the basement, a hot, hot, sticky, steamy, uncomfortable basement, and you're perched on a little stool.
No, he had a crate that went on top of the stool, a crate with splinters. It was one of those fruit boxes that
this
had.
This is beginning to sound a little disturbing now.
Always underneath a light that had no shade, just a light bulb like they used to use in
old World War II movies.
You will talk! You will talk! Before he started cutting, he put the sheet around your neck. You know, a good thread count for a nice soft sheet is what, about 400, 500, 600? The thread count on the sheet was about 12. You could sand wood with this thing. And he'd wrap it around our neck really, really snug because God forbid we should have little flecks of hair fall onto our shoulders. And he would wait until 6 p.m. because he knew we all hated Lawrence Welk. So he would put us on the stool with splinters, tie this itchy, starchy sheet around our neck, grab the back of our head so hard, I think my cerebellum is still flat. And then he'd wait until we heard this sound. Then he'd pull the cord on the clippers. And then, hold still, damn it. Let me tighten up that sheet. Just. Hold still, I said. And I'm watching Lauren and Bobby on Lawrence Welk dancing away. It was awful. Sweat pouring over my little boy body and little black hairs all over me and it was creepy and crawly and itch. He finished it off with the brush. The same brush he took the paint off the gutters. That's how he dusted our shoulders. Vit, 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 vit. Little rivulets of blood streaming down from my shoulders.
Oh my poor little soldier.
And then the one word that we really longed to hear, next!
Then my mother would sit down.
I don't know how many times I've heard that story. It makes me laugh.
Isn't
every
it magical, though? Can't you just see it all? You did such a good job of telling
the
that
sweat
story.
Pouring on my little boy body.
When I went back to visit my folks, you know, that was all part of family business back then. But when I would tell that story from the perspective of an adult, nobody laughed harder than my father. I was like that, really?
Yeah. I was trying to teach you a lesson, son.
I used to tease my dad because, you know, parents are obligated to tell their kids where the documents, just in case something happens to me. And I said, Dad, all I want is your tools. And that would crack him up because I didn't know a Phillips head from a... Here's Wayne.
Hello. I'm having a ball. Thank you.
Good.
I was calling to ask about an event that happened years ago, if it was a real event or if it was staged.
Uh-oh.
Some discussion was going on, and some man said to, I believe, Susan, well, you're a woman. And there was a loud pop. And Rich Thomas said, oh, that's going to leave a mark. Was that real?
Oh. No, that you're talking, that was actually Emily Hayes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that destroyed the dream. I thought that Susan had popped somebody really hard. Okay.
Well, I'm sure she has. And you can read about it in her memoir, Men I've Killed by Susan Whitty.
Hey, the day's young.
Well, thank you so much. This is just glorious.
In fact, I'm going to play this bit after you hang up. Thanks for the call. Are you able to listen right now? Because I'm going to play what I think you heard. I saved a few things from Emily's tenure here at the station. And she and Jay, a lot of people thought they were an item at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And that was never the case. But there was a thing between them that's very much like this thing that can't be killed.
That chemistry.
Between me and Susan. Here it is.
You never know when it might happen.
It's a Rusty Aldridge.
When a simple discussion about lunch with a coworker can turn real ugly, real fast. Do you try to be the peacemaker?
It's just a complete waste of time.
I've had the bacon cheddar fries. Those are good.
I haven't tried them yet.
Have you had the Cajun corn on the cob?
I have not.
Have you had the potatoes?
I have not.
And when the bomb goes off, what do you do? What do you do?
Have you had the corn nuggets? Yes, because you stole mine.
Yeah, it is, because it hits me.
I hate you.
Oh, Lordy.
To you by the council for running away when the hits the fan. No broadcasters were injured during the production of this public service announcement.
That comes close. That comes close. That's all right. That's
I feel like her line, frost my pajamas. She always said that all the time.
Yeah.
Frost my pajamas.
Where is she now?
She is in, I believe, up near Birmingham.
Yeah.
It involved with the church, if I'm not mistaken.
I think so.
It has a baby.
Yep.
The funny thing with Emily was, until she met him, she met a guy, and he was referred to as boyfriend. Then boyfriend became fiancé, and then fiancé became husband, and then father. I don't know his first name yet.
Wow.
I do, but it doesn't pop to mind.
Yeah.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
That Jay. Boy, when he wants to turn it on. Hey, I'm going to play another bit here because I'm going to use it to connect to a message on behalf of one of our fine sponsors. This is, again, one of Susan's great moments on the old morning show.
Mac Mahone. Is 70 today.
I don't know what that is. Just like the name.
WWE chairman.
Vince McMahon.
Oh,
Mac
that
one. Mahone. Oh, my God.
Mac Mahone?
McMahon?
It's McMahon.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, I am not in WWE.
Good for you.
It's Mac Mahone.
That makes you even sexier, but good Lord.
I just liked the last name when you said that. I thought it was an actual person. You're like, it's the WWE guy. That's McMahon.
Hey, you know what? One of my favorite all-time late-night characters was Ed McMahon on The Tonight Show. I still can't believe you read it that way. That's when she used to do the timeline before Rich came along.
Well, if you look at the way it's spelled, you could easily misunderstand it, you know.
Thank you, Sam.
Because at the time, I was like, well, I can understand how that could be easily confused. But it's a cultural thing. You got to know. It's like Arkansas, you know.
If there's so much suction in the studio right now that I think a tropical storm is forming.
You know, you don't pronounce Arkansas, Arkansas.
That's a law. Jay just talked about that on Random Facts the other day.
Yeah, I heard that.
It's the law of some guy. That's why I wanted to mention that Brian McMahon.
Yep.
Of Turf Stalkers. This is a new business. That you were here when Brian first called the station because he wanted to talk to Brant McDonald and he wanted to talk to one of our other sponsors. He was getting ready to go in the Air Force, but he wanted to have a business plan in place when he came back. So he met with Brant, and I'm sorry, I can't remember the other person that he talked to from our great list of sponsors. But he went and served in the Air Force for 5 years, and he was part of the crew on a plane called the Night Stalker. So when he came back, honorably discharged, he started Turf Stalkers. And I think they're in their third year now, and they're just rolling like gangbusters because he brought that Air Force ethic back and very proud of what he's accomplished. You know, watched a few people grow up, everybody except me. By the way, if you do need somebody, if you're tired of, you know, the lawn grows really fast in the hot, humid weather, and it's always beckoning you, come get me, and you just don't feel like it, well, look, why not find somebody that likes to work hard to do that hard work, and that's what Turf Stalkers does. Anything in the way of outdoor maintenance, and you can reach out at 558-1611 for Brian and his team, or you can look up Turf Stalkers on their Facebook page. Quick check on traffic at 547, then we're coming right back.
Had a crash a little earlier, Ann Street on I-85 northbound. However, they've moved that accident down the road and off. All lanes are now open there, but we are very busy on 85 northbound, especially at East Boulevard, Taylor Road, and out to Chantilly. 85 southbound still a good bit busy from South Union up to the interchange, and 65 northbound always busy to Millbrook and Prattville this time of day. No major problems. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Come by and check out the next generation compact track loaders at Thompson Tractor. With more power, a larger cab, these machines are built to impress. Join Thompson Tractor at their Montgomery demo event May 9th. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
And thank you again, Wendell Jay, for the great words this afternoon at 12 minutes before the top of the hour.
What? We were just talking about...
No.
We were having a theater moment.
It's fine. No, I know how you theater people are when you get together.
No, but wait, actually, there's nothing wrong with mentioning him.
No, Randy one Foster.
Randy Foster is a friend of ours, and he just passed away last week. And
Did you go to the funeral on Saturday?
I did not.
I did.
Off the top of your head, do you know how many of your friends you've outlived?
A lot more than I like to think about, honestly. Yeah. But Randy was such a force for the arts in Montgomery. He was a friend of mine. I met him first when he first came to Montgomery from Greenville. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, then I was gone. And then when I came back, mm-hmm. and God bless him, he died last week.
Yeah.
And then to read all of the tributes to him on Facebook, mm-hmm. and I just had no idea what a profound influence he had on the arts in this town.
He was the musical director for Spamalot.
Oh.
So I had just seen him a month ago. He came to the last performance of Spamalot and was like, oh, you guys did great. Thank you so much. We're like, thank you, because you're the one that helped whip us in shape.
He and another friend of ours, John Bell, started the Institute for Arts and Education. Mm-hmm. Is that it? Mm-hmm. To make sure that people knew or that the arts were well supported, because so many schools have done away with their arts programs.
Yeah, because they see it as too expensive. We'll keep the sports programs, but the arts, you know, we don't need those.
Exactly. So Randy was very instrumental in making that happen.
Yeah.
And then, of course, he played in the symphony for a while.
Played for the symphony, yeah. And he did musical direction for theaters all over this area. Most recently with Wetumpka Depot, but he worked for Alabama Shakespeare Festival for many years.
Yeah.
I mean, he was part of the Carver Performing School for the Arts, and then BTW. The man was literally affected so many.
We're just paying tribute to Randy Foster.
I should mention, since you're talking theater, that the production of Baskerville at ASF.
Oh yes, I've heard it's great.
And she's going to be our entertainment director here on the afternoon show, because she mass communications major at AU, master's at Alabama. She just in casual conversation at the Baumhauer's has a knowledge of movies and such that I wanted to tap for the show, but she also does great theater.
And that'd be great.
So Monday afternoon we'll get a review from Ellen Murray on Baskerville, the production at ASF.
It's cool because there are only 5 performers in the show, and they're playing like 80 different characters.
Yeah,
Wow.
They're having to be. They've got a bunch of dressers. They're doing like lightning quick scene changes and costume changes. Some of them like 30 seconds, and you're in a different costume and you're a different person.
One of my most embarrassing moments in theater is I went off the wrong side of the stage and took my entire costume off. I had 22 costume changes in Funny Girl.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so I took everything off in this little dressing room, and I thought, uh-oh. I'm supposed to be on the other side of the stage. So this was the Davis Theater.
Yep.
So I had to go.
That's where she embarrassed me.
Back behind
the psych.
The psych. Yeah. All the way back, naked. And all the way back around to the other side in the dressing room. And there were teenage boys who were doing...
I was going
to
say, thank goodness this is before iPhones.
Why, when I was a teenage boy, why did that stuff ever happen when I was around somewhere? I would like to know.
Well,
but don't you find it amazing, her range, that she went from Funny Girl to Bitter Woman? And, I mean, that's a hell of a turnaround.
She played Peter Pan.
Ta-da!
You remember, she talked about playing Peter Pan.
We just played that. Did you hear the bit?
Yeah. But, I mean, we as performers, we do whatever we're asked to do. Whatever the show requires to do, I mean, that's
what,
why.
Have a moment, a stage moment? The beauty of live theater is that anything can happen and does.
Yeah.
Years ago, I was in a production of Camelot.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing Lancelot. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I was much slimmer than I am now. And more hair. But there's that moment where Guinevere and Lancelot are talking to each other, and Arthur comes in and interrupts. Okay? Mm-hmm. So here we are. We're talking, Guinevere, I think you're so wonderful. Oh, Lancelot, you are just so handsome. And all of a sudden, we have run out of script, and there's no Arthur. And we just kind of look at each other, and I just go, Ginny, Lancelot. But what if Arthur should come? Oh, he won't come. He never comes. And then all of a sudden, you're, hey, boy, what's going on? He had gone backstage and taken off his tights. And was changing for the next costume, forgetting that he had that scene.
Oh, my
So
God.
When he heard us talking, he all of a sudden realized, uh-oh. So that was fun.
See, that's theater. That's what's so beautiful about live theater.
I had to bring the curtain down on all this fun. But
we're out of time.
If we're going to play the heel thing, we got to stop now.
Let's do it.
Thanks for hanging out this afternoon.
Next week, I can be here for the whole show, so we're good.
All right. And I will see you in the morning with Rich and Jay.
Hi, I'm Mark DePlanch with Admiral Movers. People ask, what makes Admiral Movers different from other movers? It's simple. We take pride in caring for our team, so we know that they will take care of you. All of our team members are Admiral employees. They are all fully background checked and trained in-house. We never hire day laborers. So for your next move, whether it's a commercial move or household move, across town or across the country, call Montgomery's favorite movers, Admiral Movers. Mention code SUMMER10 to save 10% on your next move.
Have you ever noticed how many car dealers start their commercials with,
it's the best sale of the year. Push, pull, or drag your old vehicle in. No offer will be refused.
At Larry Puckett Chevrolet, they don't make outrageous claims and have all of that fast talk at the end of their commercials. They just offer great deals month in and month out. New cars and trucks are arriving daily. Plus, Larry Puckett has a great selection of pre-owned cars and trucks. All makes and models. If you're getting a refund from Uncle Sam,
It could be your down payment. If you have an extra vehicle that you want to sell, bring it in for an instant cash offer. They're paying top dollar to keep their lot full. Remember, LP just doesn't stand for Larry Puckett. It stands for lowest prices in the river region. Come to the dealer that lets the customers do the talking. Larry Puckett Chevrolet on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or look them up online at LarryPuckett.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
So other than the fact I can hardly walk, I'm doing...
Oh, I knew. See, you can't go. You can't do it, can you? You just can't refrain from sharing your maladies with everybody. Needy, needy, needy. I said it yesterday. You've proved it.
So I'm so upset about this heel. I'm doing so well. My power walk, and I want to stop because I got a sore heel. What can I do?
Cue the music.
No, I mean...
No, 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 no. If you're going to whine, you need the music.
Let me just tell you something.
Go ahead and get it all out.
Driving to the 24-hour Walgreens, because
yes.
Adams Drugs is not open overnight, unfortunately, is an adventure in this town. Meet some interesting people.
And why were you going to Walgreens?
Because I needed...
In the middle of the night, in the wee hours of the morning.
Something I could stick in my shoe that would give me some cushion.
Oh. And did that help? No?
No.
Oh.
Poor little. Oh, I'm putting creams and salves and...
Oh, no.
Pungent smelling
two pain. Old goats.
Todd, good morning.
Hey, Todd.
Morning, how are y'all?
Good, how are
We're
you?
Just good. Well, actually, Greg has this heel thing going on.
Oh, wait a minute. Since you brought that up.
Oh, wait, that's, yeah.
Jay, I
that's
need you to...
That's what I'm calling about.
I need oh, you are?
Yes, I am. Greg, my brother, my younger brother was in the Marine Corps. And with all the hiking and all that they do, they have sore feet. And he told me the advice that he got to take care of it. And just go to your nearest grocery store and go to the paper goods aisle. And, you know, the styrofoam plates, the disposable plates?
Yeah.
Find those and look on the top shelf. There'll be a box of straws. Take one out, suck it the hell up. That's what my brother was told by his drill instructor when he thought he broke his ankle.
I'm only silent because I'm busy writing all this advice down. Sounds like we already have something for best of 2015.
It was good. It was good. I believe we have a box of straws in the kitchen. Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Well, hold on. Jay's going to give you the number for Mary with microphones so you can call and entertain them sometime, too.
I bet they don't whine. Oh, my goodness.
I don't want to do the show anymore.
Man.
That was
a benefit to the show. I'm sorry.
I think the pain threshold has reached a level now where I should go seek medical treatment immediately.
I thought we were about to get some weird remedy. Like, well, you take that styrofoam and you rub it all over yourself, and that'll heal your endorphins and make your mystical...
When he said styrofoam plates, I'm starting to think, okay, I'm going to trace the pattern of my shoe on the styrofoam, and I'll cut out, and the styrofoam will cushion the heel. That sounded like...
I had no idea.
Oh, that was absolutely... priceless. Todd, that was great.
Do call us again
and
in 2016.
And the delivery was so perfect. Oh, my goodness.
Well, maybe it would be a better show if I left and went to the ER and Todd came
really,
in and finished it with you.
Maybe next time you're on vacation, we can get in touch with Todd and have him just come on in.
Maybe he'll seem to find you as cute as you think you are.
Guesting from the Riverside Chevrolet.